Earlier this month, a lawsuit was filed against a new immigration registration rule from the Trump administration. The new rule requires people in the U.S. without legal status to submit their personal information to an online database. Sydney Fishman has more. One of the first things President Trump did in his office in January was issue an executive order requiring immigrants without legal status to register their information in an online database, under a law passed in 1952. By March, the federal government said the registration was mandatory and that immigrants must carry proof of registration or face imprisonment or a fine of up to $5,000. Green card holders, people with H-1B visas, refugees, and asylum seekers with pending cases do not have to register in the database. On April 10th, a U.S. district judge ruled the Trump administration can move forward with the new law. The new requirement is that immigrants over the age of 14 must register within 30 days of arriving in the United States. Mendocino County immigration attorney Liliana Galelli says the process to register via the online system from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, known by the acronym USCIS, is overwhelming for many immigrants.
None of it is easy. Like to create a USCIS account is very convoluted.
Galelli says the difficulty of the system has caused frustration among many of her clients.
Just from working with our community, our immigrant community, just getting, a number to text them to is complicated.
The lawsuit was filed by the National Immigration Law Center and the American Immigration Council, two nonprofits that advocate for immigrant rights. The lawsuit argues that the new registration rule is unlawful because it was enforced without the required public comment period, and that it lacks clarity about which categories of immigrants need to register. Sergio Perez is the executive director of Nuestra Alianza de Willets, a Willets-based nonprofit organization. He says he is hopeful the new lawsuit by immigrant organizations can help block Trump's executive order. He says recent victories in court proceedings have stopped the administration from taking away temporary protected status visas from Venezuelans, Cubans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans.
So I think TPS it will continue. It was supposed to stop in April because the judge from California said that was not legal from the person to do. He canceled that law that Trump wanted to do.
The 1952 Immigration and Nationality Act has long been contested by immigration organizations. Critics argue it favors European immigrants and creates a complex visa system that makes it harder for immigrants to come to the U.S. legally. After the latest federal court decision, the executive order went into effect on April 11th. Following the ruling, the United States Department of Homeland Security released a statement saying the registration requirement will be fully enforced moving forward. This is Sydney Fishman reporting for KMUD News under the California Local News Fellowship.